I left high school after the sixth grade and took the entrance exam for the Academy of Music. The state high school for music was in the Odeon, at Odeonsplatz then, where the Bavarian Department of the Interior is today. I was a rapt listener at concerts with Gieseking, Knappertsbusch, Strauss. I used to go to the Munich Philharmonic Orchestra rehearsals. My exam result was excellent. I was admitted to the masterclass, and for this my parents gave me a Bechstein grant. I held many concerts, including at the Odeon. The concerts made me pretty well known. And so I got to know the composer and musicologist Wolfgang von Bartels, and our friendship developed into a romance. We had no idea what was in store for us, else we would likely never have had the courage to start a relationship. On March 19th, 1933, I gave a concert with a solo cellist of the Munich Philharmonic. We played von Bartels' cello sonatas. The reviews were good. I was down to record some Richard Strauss works for Bavarian Radio, but then the engagement was suddenly cancelled at short notice. Soon after that, the Third Reich regulations came into force. Jews teaching at the academy, such as the violinist Gianni Santo, were removed from the building in the middle of classes, in the most humiliating manner. I was expelled from the Reich Chamber of Music. I was banned from practicing my profession. It was the start of a series of restrictions that increased yearly. Every new prohibition came in the form of a law. Laws are something that are always respected in Germany and were respected by us liberal Jews. There was something spooky about it all. But I said to myself, if I'm not permitted to appear in public anymore, then I have to accept that. To begin with, we had an alternative. A Jewish cultural association had been founded, and under its auspices, non-Aryan artists were permitted to give concerts and other cultural events, sometimes even in the official Munich concert halls. Coexistence seemed to be possible. Here, Aryan artists and there non-Aryan artists who had to keep to themselves. I gave solo concerts in Augsburg, Würzburg and Nuremberg. I started a piano trio, but it was also provisional. I didn't feel happy. I wasn't in my element. The Jewish Cultural Association was disbanded in 1935, when the Nuremberg laws were passed. It was now impossible to give concerts. There was no way I could practice my profession. I still had a few piano pupils, but after the Night of Broken Glass in 1938, all of my pupils fled the country with their parents. Overnight, the pianist Lola Kronheimer had ceased to exist. My friends all wrote petitions to the Reich Chamber of Music, requesting that an exception be made for me as a half-Jew, though by doing so, they risk incriminating themselves as Jewish lackeys. Why, under these circumstances, didn't I emigrate? I certainly considered it and tried out any number of things, but my mother was old and sick. I was still at the start of my career as a pianist and unknown abroad, and I loved an Aryan. I just didn't want to accept that National Socialism expressed the German mindset, the German soul. My nephew had already been placed in protective custody in Dachau in 1933. Upon release, he never talked about it, but he urged me to break off my connection to Bartels, as there was no saying what might happen otherwise. I disregarded his warning, but from that time on, I was scared. Beginning in fall 1934, we were fiendishly harassed, in the form of anonymous telephone calls, to my mother, him, friends. Even today, I can't help suspecting it was one of his closest acquaintances, hoping to prevent a calamity by means of these telephone threats. On September 15th, 1935, the Nuremberg race laws for the protection of German blood came into force. A half-Jew like myself, if they had adopted the Jewish religion, was now considered a full Jew and treated accordingly. That meant the end of my relationship. If we had been caught, it would have meant concentration camp, possibly the death penalty. At all events, gross maltreatment. The term race defilement was popular then, We seldom met, and when we did, secretly, in summer at the Almeister, in winter at the Oberwiesenfeld, where it was dark and no one could see us. We kept finishing, saying goodbye, and then we couldn't bear it. With the aid of loyal friends, we communicated and met up somewhere. It was a terrible situation.